All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and on the last day of Waifu Month, we're doing Aoitori, or Aoitori something. I'm probably not saying it right. But anyway, this is a Purple Software game, and it's connected to that last Purple Software game I played, just a little bit of. Can't quite remember the name of it, but it happens during the same time. So definitely give it a try. 2017 Purple Software. Alright, so I don't want to go into the movie right yet because they'll probably start it. Alright, so everything looks okay. What about our transparency? Oh, opaque. This is a 27-hour game. So, yeah, it's a long one. Say. Why didn't you save me? Why wouldn't you comfort me? Why did you abandon me? I didn't abandon you. Hold on. I don't even think I can change it now. Yeah, I can. Whoa, dynamic text box? Change between the message box between fixed and variable. Static or dynamic? I don't know. It's weird. Okay, so. Transparent. There we go. Like, there we are. Back. I didn't abandon you. I just wanted to be normal for once in my life. I didn't decide on someone to reject. It just happened to be you. It was chance. Fate. Nothing more. Though, you're the reason why... I won't abandon anyone ever again. You were the first person I couldn't save. And I'll make sure you're the last. I swear it. Say. Why did you kill me? That put a damper on things, didn't it? Save your complaints for God. Oh, wow, looks like we're going right into it. Yes, you're amazing. Feverish moans make their way through panted breasts to fill the gloomy room. Why the hell is everything still green?
I said... Ah. No.
Yes. There. Isn't that a lot better? The fireplace just lit has not managed to take the chill out of the air. It's winter. The season where another's warmth is especially desired. Actually pretty decent scene. Does it feel good? This is Neko Neon, so it's uncensored. Sorry about that, guys. The girl, currently straddling me and swinging her hips as though her life depends on it, replies in ecstasy. This feels so good. I think I might break. Ah, yes, so good. The girl has a fleshed out, sensual body. Her eyes have glazed over and her mouth hangs perpetually open. I see. That's good. I force a smile through my suffering. In all honesty, I'm getting more pain and discomfort out of this than pleasure. She may not have been a virgin, but nor was she experienced. There was no way for us to both enjoy this. I don't even know who this girl is, but I'm comforting her. Or rather, she's taking comfort in me. All that we have here is physical pleasure. I get no mental benefits from doing this with someone I don't know. At least she's experiencing bliss from being with me. That's my only salvation. Numerous scars line her wrists. None of them look deep, but from the scabs over them, they seem to be recent. I take hold of her wrists so that I can no longer see them, making sure she doesn't notice. May peace find you. I have powers. My touch can erase people's negative emotions, anxiety, fear, rage, sadness. You know how a mother's touch can soothe the pain of their injured child? My power is something like that. Well, not exactly. If anything, it's completely different, but that's not important right now. On the subject of my powers, however, it seems... Excuse me, guys. It turns out I can bring someone sheer bliss by forming a deeper connection with them than just touch. Namely, sex. This is so good! Damn, it must be really good. I'm so wet I can hear it. My goodness. Though I do this solely to soothe those who visit me, my subconscious can't ignore the physical pleasure. Her insatiable movements and seductive moans are getting me aroused. I'm about to come. I inform her quietly. Well, that wasn't quiet. I'm about to come. You're going to come? I notice her falter. Girls can gain even greater bliss by taking my semen. Or my saliva, my blood, my tears. Any bodily fluid works. It's evident that girls receive pleasure when I comfort them. But upon receiving my semen, they're taken to paradise. Sheer, incomparable bliss. As long as I give it directly to their depths. Fortunately, in the hundreds of times I've done this, no one has ever gotten pregnant. Damn. I don't know if I'm infertile or if there's another reason, but either way, it's safe. The girls are aware of this, I imagine, but whether I come inside them or not is completely up to them. This can only happen if my partner is willing. I can't. This feels so good. Ah, yes! Come. Give me your semen. Come inside me. Make me feel pleasure. Come! In speaking these words, the girl breaks free of any last restraints, her movements growing even more insatiable. She grabs hold of my wrist, pushes me down into the bed, and slams her butt again and again into my hips. The bed creaks beneath me as her ample breasts jiggle above. Nyah! I bite my lip to prevent the pain from my wrists and genitals showing on my face. And then, I ejaculate. Aha, I'm coming too, I'm coming! No, I wanna feel this for longer! If you come, it's all over, I'm coming! The girl quivers on top of me as she shrills a moan of amassed pleasure. Her eyes lose focus, drool spills from the corner of her mouth, and even more liquid spills from between her legs. And she's got breasts that amazingly defy gravity in ways I've never seen possible. The girl wobbles unsteadily on top of me. I imagine the pleasure was so intense she's lost consciousness. It happens, if rarely. I gently lay her down on the bed as I remove myself from her. Her breathing instantly grows gentle, blissful. She's fallen asleep. She might not wake up for the rest of the night. Fears and anxiety don't just roll over a person's waking moments. They can even steal away the respite of sleep. May your rest be a peaceful one. I make the sign of the cross and place my hand once more on the wounds on her wrist. Phew! I sigh as I slide over to the edge of the bed. Usually this would be the end. What about you? I speak to a dark corner of the room. Another girl stands there, having watched the obscenities unfold. The two of them had come to visit me together. Girls often accompany each other no matter what they're doing, though this is a bit different to going to the bathroom. It's not terribly common, but this is far from the first time. I think the most that came at once was four girls? I won't force you to have sex with me if you're scared. I speak slowly, careful not to frighten her further. Darkness shrouds the girl, preventing me from seeing above her waist. I glance over at the other girl asleep on the bed. If you only came here because she asked you to, or because you were curious, you can wait in another room until your friend wakes up. If not, and there's only some slight anxiety you wish gone, then that can be achieved from touching your hands or cheeks. I won't force you to do anything. This other girl is trembling. She's scared, naturally. I don't know them, and likewise, they know nothing about me or how I operate. They were just tempted here by the rumors. Ask that man to get rid of your worries, and he'll send you to paradise. Most girls are afraid to sleep with a complete stranger, no matter if they come here out of simple curiosity or because they're truly seeking help. That is, until I touch them. Still, I imagine there's a more complex reason behind the girls trembling in the dark. Embarrassment, expectations, confusion, expectations, envy, expectations, expectations. She watched the entirety of our act from her corner in the dark. At no point was she restricted from leaving the room, from averting her eyes from the genitals, closing her ears to the moans. Instead, her hand kept reaching to her crotch, her underwear moist from her throbbing vagina, envious at the sight of her friend trembling in pleasure. But now, her embarrassment and her own envy has her stuck between a rock and a hard place. Though the way she's acting like a frightened rabbit would light a sadistic fire in most men, but I digress. The girl struggles to control her breathing, as if she's worried that making a sound will see her attacked by a feral beast. I look over to the lit fireplace. Impurity still covers the air, but the sweet scent from the burning apple tree wood is doing its best to cover it. Why don't we talk for a while? You would have us speak? The girl mutters seemingly in confusion. I put on a smile. What a refined way to put it. You're too confused to come to a rational decision at the moment, and it would be awkward to just sit in silence while we wait for you to calm down. Also, if you calm down from talking, you might just decide to leave anyway. Not that I mind having sex with girls, per se, but the emotionlessness of it all really tires me out. It's okay. You don't have to speak about yourself. I'll do the talking. And you're... Shiratori Ritsu-san? Yeah, that's my name. I know nothing about her, but she knows a lot about me. I am rather famous around here. Here at Kurihara Academy for Girls. It's a private Catholic boarding school located in the middle of nowhere. Being the only male student, I was always going to stand out. Even more so considering I'm a priest. I apologize if I'm overstepping here, but I heard you were left abandoned on the Academy's doorstep shortly after birth. Is that true? It's true. I have no reason to hide it. I'm not shaken by her saying this. I know nothing of my parents, nor even where I'm from. This Academy is my house. There's another separate reason I can't leave this institution, though it seems this girl is unaware. Then, do you have faith? Her voice is pure. It's an unusual question to hear, given the situation. I imagine that means she's a devout believer. I believe in God. Miracles happen here, at the least. I show her the palms of my hands. I imagine that makes it sound like I'm either joking or straight up crazy to most people. Christ was able to turn water into wine. There are numerous records of saints with not only healing hands, but the ability to perform miracles after death. Miracles are real. That they are. It may sound like a joke to some, but there are plenty of sites listing the miracles of Christ and his saints. There's even a page on Wikipedia. Is there really? She isn't laughing at me, so I don't want to lie to her. Miracles are real, but if you're asking if I'm a devout believer, the answer is likely no. It's not a question of views or ethics for me. I'm just hesitant to place my faith. Why would God give me this power, and why, if it's for helping people, would it take this form? These miracles themselves go against his teachings. Is that so? Her voice is tinged with disappointment. Honestly, I'd hoped that she'd grow disillusioned with me and decide to leave. However, instead she steps out of the darkness. She's beautiful, pure, and timid. If you're wavering in your faith, then for what reason do you do this? I believe that you can free someone of their anxiety through your touch and provide them with bliss through sexual acts. Well, yeah, it's hard not to believe after seeing what happened to your friend. But if you don't act out of faith and you don't have any reward, what reason do you have? I would have thought that the negative effects of everyone knowing what you do would have greatly outweighed the ability to sleep with as many girls as you like. Through fear and confusion are visible on her face, she takes a step forward, a completely normal reaction. It's curious. For most girls, the shame and moral confliction is no more than a brittle pretense. Their desire to be comforted easily breaks through. By the time they've knocked on my door, they're already halfway across the line. Yet, fear is still clear in this girl's eyes. She knows she's teetering on the edge of no return. And yet she gets closer. A dangerous play. I never usually force those who come to me to tell me about themselves or their problems, but I've taken a bit of a personal interest in this girl. The girl mutters, anxious for my silence. So you're asking why I do this? It's actually a question I get often. I force a smile. Normally I make an excuse here, but her mix of genuine fear and curiosity But her mix of genuine fear and curiosity has me in the mood to answer. For starters, I may not be especially pious, but I am a good enough man to want to help people if I can. On the other hand, I'm terrified of the Academy finding out what I'm doing. This is the only place I have. But as for why I don't stop, I suppose it's down to a warped sense of debt and some personal trauma. As in, you feel you owe someone? I was abandoned here, and the Academy took me in. I restate what she said earlier. For as early as I can remember, people have known that my touch made them feel good. I was always being hugged or petted. All the girls that go to the academy are like my older sisters, and I'm like their younger brother. Everyone's very kind to me. I want to see them smiling. The reason I help people isn't for some special reason like you're making it out to be. It's because it's my life. The angel. I hear that's what they say behind my back. It's laughable, really. I haven't been innocent in a long time now. It's hardly a fitting title for me these days. Anyway, as I started getting older, the girls started coming to me with problems they couldn't talk to their friends about. Yeah, like, the reason... I mean, that's more than abnormal for a girl of her age to have, like... She needs a wheelbarrow. Like, my goodness gravy. More to vent than for advice, though, I'll say. It's fair to say that the girls who took the steps of coming to see me were going through tough times. They place me on their laps, hug me close, forget about their worries, and enjoy a moment of bliss. I was raised as a priest and taught to lend my ear to those in need. I was perfectly fine with everything up until that point. Until... Then one day, a girl showed up with problems too great for my touch to get rid of, so she forced herself on me. I guess something about me being so innocent and naive didn't sit right with her. It was a pleasant afternoon in winter, like it is now, when I had my first time in the empty chapel. You were raped? Her expression changes. I shrug my shoulders. I honestly don't know if I'd say I was raped or not. I didn't know anything about sex back then. I was raised without any other men around, in about the most sexually free environment possible. There was even a time where I thought the thing between my legs would drop off one day and I'd end up like all the other girls. So yeah, it was my first time when I learned that having sex with someone could provide them with more bliss than just my touch. And the girls learned it too. I don't know if one of the girls started spreading the rumors or they just built up over time. But as it happened again and again, some unspoken rules developed. Do not monopolize. Do not question reasons or origins. Use freely. Don't ask why the girls need wheelbarrows to walk around in this damn school because their breasts are the size of fucking... I don't know. Watermelons. Our angel who grants us with free bliss. Our angel. Our lamb. I thought that as long as I was making them happy, then it was okay. I was raised that way, taught that everything was provided to me by God. But, I breathe a sigh. Nothing good ever comes after a but. Though I guess some people may find it amusing. One time, a few years ago, I refused someone. Don't get me wrong, though. I don't choose who comes to me. It's not always cute girls like you two. I'd intended that to be a compliment, but it seems she isn't sure how to take it. If I can be frank, it's most common for girls who have issues with how they look, or even those that are mentally unstable, to visit me. They tend to be rougher in that way. They tend to be rougher in the way they treat me, too. Not that it's their fault. Those girls simply haven't known much kindness from others, so they don't know how to treat others with kindness in return. And their biggest problem is probably that my power interferes with their ability to hold on to their senses. If we were to swap the genders around, say I was the only girl at a guy's school, then this treatment would be a lot more natural. Again, that was meant to be a joke, but the girl doesn't even smile. Oh well. As I grew up, I longed to be normal. So I rejected someone, just once. And then... Why did you kill me? A few days later, she committed suicide. The girl says nothing. Though this time, it's because she's lost for words. Suicide. The biggest sin a follower of Christ, such as the two of us, could commit. The one time I turned someone down, I scored last prize in the miracle lottery. That's why I can't stop. I look over at the girl asleep on the bed. She might have found herself tipping over the edge if I'd refused her too. I know what happened was one in a million chance, but it was still a chance I took. I only have one wish. What is it? To be normal. To live a normal life, with normal friends, a normal relationship, and the normal problems and suffering that comes with that. Even if you lost the power to help people? I know what you mean by that. It is a cliched scenario. The hero loses his powers, and then there's an incident where he can't save someone. But it doesn't take any special power to help someone. People come together to help each other because we're so worthless on our own. It's an equally as cliched answer, I know. But it's a positive one. Some even say that religion itself was created to create joint... Okay, so I can actually buy this a little bit. Some even say that religion itself was created to create communities with a joint sense of morals. I definitely think that is a possibility. I know some of you are religious here, so I'm not gonna throw sand on that, but it is very possible that that is what happened. I believe in the goodness of man. I do as well. I apologize, she says quietly. I made you speak of something you'd rather not. No need for you to apologize. Even so, I'm sorry. She casts her eyes downwards. Then a darkness comes over her pupils. Ah, those dark flames again. May I ask again for you to comfort me? It'd be a pretty big joke if I rejected you now, huh? I smile, but close my eyes out of consideration for her. But her voice is trembling. I'm a virgin, so well, if you would... Sure, no penetration. She's unable to get out the following words, but I've gotten the gist. You don't need to tell me your name. I'm sorry. I can give you happiness, but I can't give you love. Okay. Likewise, of course. She's still trembling, but her answer was clear. Her voice is refined and pleasant on the ears. Shutting my eyes has blocked my sight, heightening my other senses. The softness of the skin snuggling into me, her sweet, feminine scent. The boarding houses at this academy attract a lot of daughters from families of high social standing. She might be just as well off as her appearance would indicate. I'll be as gentle as I can be. I reach out my arms and pull her into my embrace. The graceful girl lets out an apt squeak. My touch and that alone will have erased her fears and worries, I imagine. Sounds coming from her are changing. Her negative emotions have been erased, replaced by intensifying flames of lust. Naturally, the excitement and desire makes its way to the surface. She's a virgin, so this might be her first time doing anything. Are you fine with me kissing you? I whisper into her ear. We're going to kiss? Her original nature pokes through the cracks and she hesitates. Her reply hadn't been vocal, but rather in the way she'd squeeze me tighter. I finally reopen my eyes, steal away her lips, and push her down onto the bed. Okay, so... Yep, this is where I'm gonna end it. Yeah, I know it's another H scene, but... You know, this is kind of like a promotion thing, so I showed you an H scene, and you got some dialogue, and... Maybe we can go a little bit more, but I think, you know, I don't want to go too far. Remember, you can buy this game at several places, and it's on sale for $25. Muffled moans escape the girl laid out on the bed. Or laid out on my bed, rather. Not because she dislikes me kissing her, but because she's so lacking in experience, she's finding it hard to breathe. Although reluctant to halt the proceedings so soon, I remove myself from her lips. Just breathe through your nose. Yes, I know. Or rather, I have heard how this works. Her heated breath tickles at my nose. Our lips rub together when we whisper. Hairs are small and soft, befitting of a mouth that speaks in such elegant tones. I now know what kissing feels like. What does it feel like? What do you... The girl goes red-faced as she replies. From that I can tell that she already knows what I mean. It's okay, there's no need to hide anything here. Allow your body to feel the pleasure. The girl clenches her eyes shut and trembles like my smile is tickling her. It feels good. I'm sorry. There's no need to apologize. I press my lips back against hers. She just needs to allow herself to forget about the harshness of reality for this short while. The girl finds her body lifting up as I kiss her, allowing her to peck back at my lips. They're having a kiss. It feels good, even though this is my first time with a man I hardly even know. All this kissing and naughty stuff is amazing. The girl immediately bites her lip as her cheeks go even redder. She must be embarrassed by how easily those words came out of her mouth. Even though my power is manifesting itself, she still has control over her mind to get all flustered and embarrassed. I find myself smiling. It's actually kind of cute. Do you want to feel even better? I whisper. I don't usually talk in the middle of business, but for some reason I really want to make her speak. I met with an angry glare as I expected. Yet those eyes burned dark with illicit desire. Who says there's only one kind of kiss? I wonder which one you like. I lean back into her to find out. This time, I'm no longer sticking to amateur pecking. I tilt her head back slightly so that I can play bite at her lips. Ugh, this is so good. Kissing feels so good. She follows my lead and starts biting on my lips in return, like she's nibbling on something sweet. But I won't leave it to her, not when I make her feel better. I begin to move further. My head is going numb with every kiss. She cries in pleasure as my rain of kisses begins to cover not just her lips, but her cheeks, her forehead, and her neck too. Goosebumps have formed when my lips touch, and this time my tongue crawls over them. No, don't lick, it's dirty. A girl's skin is sweet, decidedly not dirty. I spread my saliva over her, giving her the pleasure and me the taste. The girl's gasps for air are interrupted by jolts of pleasure. I block her lips with my own, this time sliding my tongue through. Muffled moans still manage to work their way past my tongue. I imagine she's overwhelmed by the softness and warmth of another's tongue as this is her first French kiss. But stronger than any other feeling will be the pleasure of my tongue wrapping around hers. For a brief moment, her tongue seemed to be seeking escape, but now it's longing for more of mine. Now the wet symphony of our kissing fills the room. I shouldn't, but I want more. For all her embarrassment over how wrong this is, her lips are sticking to mine in demand for more. Her mouth is kind of dry from her nerves. I fill my mouth with saliva, then briefly, sparing a thought for whatever I should do this on someone's for whether I should do this on someone's first time, fill her mouth with it. Her eyes naturally go wide in shock. As much as she may want to reject my saliva, the position she finds herself in forces her to swallow it. Her eyes glaze over as bliss, pleasure stronger than from mere touching, makes direct contact with her throat and stomach. I just drank a man's saliva. This feels so wrong. She pants, her mouth glistening wet. I smile and lick up some of the saliva about to dribble from the corner of her mouth. Don't tell me that. Be honest. It feels good. She shakes her head, unwilling to accept it. I doubt she even realizes that action will just serve to turn on her partner. No what? I'm taken aback by her sudden reaction. I wasn't even doing anything. Her teary eyes are staring towards her feet. My legs are so spread. Her hips start wriggling. Her mound rubs against my crotch through her panties. It feels great. Oh, that. She'd been so absorbed in kissing that she hadn't realized the position she was in. Considering she was a virgin, it must have been quite a shock to see her legs spread wide with a man in between them. Yeah, I get why she's embarrassed. It's a pretty sex pose. I push my hips into her to make her conscious of my dick. I'm sorry. She apologized. She's apologizing, quietly, not telling me to stop. From the way her hips are wriggling, I'd say that if anything, she's enjoying it and trying to rub her sensitive spots against my dick. She's apologizing to herself for being so lewd. Though for all the dismay plastered over her face and words, she seems to be quite into it. I think it's time to move beyond kissing. And that's when we're gonna move to another novel as well, because, yeah, I think we're pretty much done with this one. He says, I'll make you feel even better. It seems she didn't understand my intent as she readily accepts my kisses again. These are the more pleasurable kisses I can manage without getting rough. Then, as we kiss, I slip my hands into her clothes. Realizing I'm trying to strip her, she begins to grunt and protest. Well, things are getting kind of hot here. Don't you guys want to pick up the game and continue? I mean, it's on several places. You can get it from Neko Neon's site. You can get it from Kagura. It's on Jazz. It's on Manga Gamer. It's on Steam. It's on a lot of damn places. This game pretty much went everywhere. So go ahead and pick up a copy of Aioi Tori if this is your thing. I think it's pretty cool. I like these sex scenes are really lovey. Like, they don't seem to be like, hey, come on, you bitch. No, it's a little different. These are lovey sex scenes. These are good. I like these scenes. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more great hentai novels. Remember, it's now the AVN month, so we'll be doing AVNs for the rest of the month. Hope you guys enjoyed this and waifu month. And discipline that we did. We finally got discipline done. So we got way more of those coming in June. Believe me, I got a system worked out. It's going to be fucking great. You'll love it. And I am out of here.